Let's go to Kent in San Diego, and he's got a question about his daughter, has an issue with the kidney. Are you there, Kent?
Yes, Dr. Marshall. Thank you very much for this call-in service.
You're welcome. What's going on for her?
Well, I think it was last weekend she passed a kidney stone.
Okay.
She's 32 years old.
Okay.
And she's first trimester of pregnancy.
Ooh.
And they had to give her morphine intravenously. And
wow.
I thought, wow,
yeah,
what's that doing to the baby or whatever it could be? And I'm trying to figure out how she may have gotten this. And
okay, well,
first of all,
did they analyze the stone? Do they know it's calcium oxalate or struvite or what is the stone? Do you know that?
Well, we believe it's, calcium oxalate.
Was not tested, though?
Not yet. She sent it in because she had it.
Good.
She just sent it in.
Well,
far
and away, the most common stone is oxalate, okay? So it's reasonable to expect that. And during the pregnancy, obviously, we don't want to do a bunch of stuff typically, but the reason that this would happen in my mind at age 32 is low salt. And the problem we have with American salt is that it's junk. The stuff sold in the supermarket has been heated to 1,100 degrees because, God forbid, it should stick together and not shake out on our food. And so we have lost the perspective of how these foods are critical to us. But I can tell you that she needs an air-dried sea salt. And almost for sure, if it's oxalate, she is very low in salt. And if she takes regular salt or ends up with MSG, she might swell, and that might make her feel, whoa, got to stay away from this. But when we have low salt, we cannot produce adequate hydrochloric acid because the chloride fraction from the salt is what we use to make HCl. So in this situation, if HCl becomes low, nanobacteria, common to our cooked food, can get carte blanche, and they are most commonly indicted as the main producer of these oxalate stones. Okay? So getting her on a teaspoon or so of salt a day, air-dried sea salt or our pink salt, will probably help her digestion, help her whole body. It will not prevent another occurrence. If the bug is in place, ultimately, what's going to have to happen is she's going to need to upregulate her own body's immune response and help it to clear this. And probably the best way to do that will be to see a QRA practitioner, because other things are going to happen because she's not going to be able to do much until after the baby's delivered. And then things like heart nano could make a huge difference, and you want to make sure you've got the amount you use just right. So, and there are plenty of very well-trained QRA practitioners in San Diego. Okay?
Only problem is she's in Utah.
Okay, that's not a problem. Depending on where she is in Utah, I have some of my very best people there as well. Is she near Salt Lake?
She's about an hour out of Salt Lake, I believe.
Okay, well, there are two or three different people that are all around that area, and I think that you'll find Dr. Mark Lafferty and many others out there who are, I consider, as good as they come in QRA. So she'll easily be able to get a name and a phone number of someone there. And I think it'll be quite an exciting experience, because when people have the nutrients they need and then you have a baby, it's a wonderful experience instead of a nightmare. And your body isn't left beautiful. One of the things that saddens me so much is to see what happens to a very beautiful young girl after she's had a baby, because the baby, in biochemical terms, is the most sophisticated tumor that the body will ever see. And it's going to secrete compounds to decompose the host, that's the girl, to get whatever it needs. So when we're nutrient deficient, and that's just about every American that walks the earth, we see the body devastated by things like a pregnancy. And the thought of another one is like the thought of a nightmare instead of a wonderful experience, I think, as God intended. You know, so it's very, very sad. And one of the common things is lack of salt. And this can just lead to so many problems. not digesting your food well, the baby having trouble, the mother having trouble, stones, just one thing after another thing, like a cascade of problems. That's why I think that after the baby is delivered or even before, it'd be a good idea to see a QRA person, get whatever nutrients are missing in place so that she can for sure breastfeed for the full term. The full term, according to La Leche League and others around the world, is a minimum of 12 months to a maximum of 24 months with an ideal at around 18 months. And most American women can't do this. So then we have children that don't develop properly because the colon is not concluded growth when the baby is delivered. So you can see this is one of my pet peeves, and I really think that when people visit OBGYNs, while I do believe they're well-trained and they're experts, they're great critical care practitioners, knowing all the little secrets of what to do so the mother is outrageously healthy and not damaged and making sure that the baby gets all the nutrients it needs, I don't believe they receive the training needed to do that job. And that's a great travesty at the moment. But hopefully we're going to see many changes here in our 21st century. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you very much, Dr. Marshall.
Bye now.